Chapter 7, Nala. Eventually, a young, chubby black woman in a veterinary nurse uniform came into the room. She was pushing a trolley from cage to cage. She was tending to the animals, but from the vantage point of her cage, Melissa couldn't see what the nurse was doing. As the nurse worked her way down the row, she was only two cages away from Melissa. Here, Melissa observed her unlock the sheep's cage, place inside a bowl of kibble and another of water, then lock the cage again. Anticipating her turn, Melissa adjusted herself into a cross-legged position, waiting for the nurse to come to her. The nurse continued her routine with the goat in the adjacent cage, performing the same task she had with the sheep. As the nurse went about her tasks, she glanced over at Melissa. Their eyes met through the bars. With a warm smile, the nurse whispered quietly,
"Hey, good morning over there."
She had a kind face, seeming a few years younger than Melissa. Melissa noticed the name tag on her uniform, Entedes, with apprentice written underneath. Unsure how to respond in such an odd circumstance, Melissa simply said,
"Hello."
Then it was Melissa's turn. The nurse unlocked her cage, swung the door open, and retrieved a bowl from her trolley, passing it to Melissa.
"Where are you from?"
she inquired. Melissa lifted her chained hands to take the bowl from the nurse, which contained rice mixed with beans. The thought of finally eating something solid after a day without lifted her spirits.
"I'm from England,"
Melissa answered. Still seated with her legs crossed, she placed the bowl on her urine bag and the shackles of her ankles and let it lean on her pubic mound and lower abdomen for support. The nurse then handed her a spoon, saying,
"An English girl, huh? You're a long way from home."
Melissa clumsily maneuvered the spoon with her cuffed hands, managing to scoop some food. The meal was plain, just rice and beans with no sauce. But to Melissa, who hadn't eaten for a day, it was a feast. She ate eagerly, making sure not to waste any of the precious sustenance.
"Mm-hmm,"
Melissa grunted in affirmation, her mouth full of food.
"How long have you been enslaved?"
Nala inquired. Melissa was concentrating on getting another spoonful of food into her mouth without spilling any, a challenge with her hands cuffed so closely together.
"I was enslaved yesterday,"
she replied, her voice tinged with sorrow and a touch of bitterness.
"Yesterday? So you've only just lost your freedom,"
the veterinary nurse exclaimed. "Wow, you were a free woman just yesterday. How did that happen?"
"My boyfriend convinced me to go along with a foolish plan. I didn't understand what I was agreeing to, and by the time I did, it was too late. They put a collar on me, stripped me, and locked me in this cage,"
Melissa explained, taking another mouthful of food.
"Oh gosh, I'm so sorry. You weren't even given a chance to prepare. You were just suddenly thrust into this."
"Yeah. One moment I was a free woman, next I was a slave. I'm beating myself up about how I could have made such a stupid mistake,"
Melissa said while chewing.
"I had no idea what I was getting into. Do you think you could take these off while I'm eating, Mom?"
Melissa asked, lifting her cuffed hands carefully, making sure not to knock over the bowl perched on her lap. The nurse paused, considering.
"If I unlock them, do you promise to behave?"
"Yes, ma'am."
"You won't resist, no struggling, and you'll do as I say, got it?"
"Yes, ma'am, I won't make any trouble."
The nurse rifled through her keychain, then leaned towards Melissa. Melissa raised her hands to be released from the cuffs. The nurse unlocked them, setting them down beside Melissa, the central chain resting over her bare thigh, causing a slight tickle.
"Thank you, ma'am,"
Melissa said. She picked up the bowl in one hand and spooned the food into her mouth with the other. It was a welcome relief. The nurse placed a water bottle next to her and gave Melissa's leg a sympathetic pat before closing the cage door with a loud clang and locking it with a padlock. She then moved on with her trolley to the next cage, where the dog awaited. Melissa gulped the food down and asked,
"What will happen to me here?"
"Someone will pick you up soon. I don't know what exactly is planned for you, but basically, we do a bunch of health checks and make sure the livestock is up to code."
Melissa eyed the bowl in front of her.
"Is this traditional Grabesh food?"
The nurse laughed loudly, snorting at the end.
"No, this is food specially prepared according to the latest nutritional guidelines from the Ministry of Health. It is low in fat, low in salt, low in sugar, low in taste, low in everything that makes food good, really. And no meat, no spices, and no sauces."
"Oh, I'm sorry. I just thought, because my boyfriend promised to introduce me to authentic Grabesh cuisine just before I was enslaved, that this might be it."
Melissa trailed off, not really complaining. After all, this was her first meal in a day, and given the circumstances, it wasn't at the top of her concerns. Sensing Melissa needed consoling, the nurse continued.
"I swear, this food is not some kind of unusual punishment. The government recommends that we all eat like this, not just slaves. But honestly, I don't know anyone who actually does. I bet even the people who made these guidelines don't eat this way. But we're obliged to provide nutritionally balanced meals to our animals, and this food checks all the health ministry's boxes."
Melissa chose to ignore being grouped with animals in conversation again. Healthy food is the worst, she thought, but at least she was being fed, so she wouldn't complain.
"Look,"
the nurse said, as if reading her mind.
"I can't help with your enslavement, but I can sneak you some real Grabesh food later if you're interested. How about some fruits, meat, cheese, and a slice of bread? What do you think? Sounds good. New girl from England?"
Melissa's face lit up with hope.
"You do that for me?"
"Sure."
"Yes, please. That would be amazing. Thank you, Mom."
The nurse stood up and returned to her trolley.
"By the way, you can call me Nala, or Nala the nurse who gets you real Grabesh food."
"Okay, thank you, Nala the nurse, who is my hero. I'm Melissa,"
Melissa said, and for the first time since being enslaved, she smiled.
"Nice to meet you, Melissa,"
Nala said as she continued down the line with her trolley.